Startup Week Chattanooga begins on Monday, all online. This year, the annual celebration for entrepreneurs will feature topics related to business under COVID-19. Tim Moore is project manager at CoLab, organizer of Startup Week. Tim, thanks for joining us.
Hey, happy to be here.
Startup Week, a lot about pivoting and resilience this year because of obvious reasons.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, clearly, though this year is the seventh Startup Week, this is probably one of the most distinguishable years we've had in our local startup community. So things are definitely looking a little bit different for everybody, but everyone's excited to participate in Startup Week nonetheless, despite kind of the circumstances of this being virtual this year.
And it's all virtual because of life under COVID-19. But many of the events, for people who have followed it in the past few years, they are still very much part of the program.
Yes, that's absolutely right. Even though this year is, as you said, 100% virtual, we're still seeing a number of events that people may even recognize from previous years or at least versions of those. So, for instance, pitch competitions, people are, you know, attended things like Will This Float and TVFCU's Idea Leap competition. Those are two things that are still happening, even though we'll be virtual.
And we're also talking about the spirit of innovation.
Yes, absolutely. Spirit Innovation is definitely on. And the Chamber just announced they have an incredible speaker lined up to keynote their Spirit of Innovation Awards this year.
How has the pandemic impacted startup culture?
You know, from an organization standpoint, the way that we've operated and supported the community has definitely changed. Each year leading up to this year, we had a pretty good steady influx of interests in working with our organization. We have these things called wayfinding meetings, which are obviously kind of a first touch point with our organization. And when COVID kind of really impacted the area back in March, we saw a lot of that slow down. And I think that's ultimately because we saw a lot of people sort of in survival mode, making sure that their most essential needs were taken care of. And so, you know, we've always been sort of an outbound, you know, reaching out to the community to offer support. But I think we had to be even more intentional in this sort of COVID era. And I think we obviously had to adapt our programs to kind of fit the needs that a lot of businesses have been facing. But I mean, locally, as much as entrepreneurs have faced this year, I've also feel like I've seen a new level of empathy among entrepreneurs, empathy among employees that work for maybe startups. And so that's been as much negative as there's been this year, that's been very uplifting, I would say.
And due to the pandemic, people and businesses in cities larger than Chattanooga have seen what a city of Chattanooga's size can offer as long as the startup culture is there to set the table for them.
Yeah, that's a great point. I mean, I think we've seen during the pandemic with people spending a lot more time at home or more time in the outdoors, not engaging in sort of more activities you find in a larger metro area. I think people are seeing maybe that those sort of things are more important, sort of a sense of place and the different types of things you can do. And so I think Chattanooga obviously has a lot of that to offer from the lifestyle standpoint, from our great outdoors community. And it's great that maybe those who either lead startups that can really work from anywhere or those who work for startups that work from anywhere, they can find that sense of place here in Chattanooga, but also still be able to maintain what they're doing.
Beyond Startup Week, where do things stand for startup culture as we hit the end of this year, the beginning of next year? Of course, what happens with the pandemic is a variable that we cannot possibly predict one way or the other.
I think that what we're looking at, you know, beyond Startup Week, as far as startup culture is, I mean, I think earlier this year, a lot of what everyone was trying to do, no matter what sector you're in, or you're in tech or you're in food and beverage, whatever sort of version of entrepreneurship you've taken on, that earlier this year, it was very much people just trying to figure out what do they need to pivot their business to be able to keep up with the market demand. And so I think that going now later into this year, beyond Startup Week and beginning of next year, I think that we've seen a lot of businesses who have started making those changes really hopefully start to thrive and find really kind of their product market fit. And for those who haven't quite made those pivots, I hope that they feel compelled to do so, because I think that the pandemic has maybe put some shifts in place that may not be just temporary. One of those could be even their kind of own work culture for startups. Many have rented offices, and now some are saying that it's not even just about the pandemic, that they may be remote for as long as their company is around. So I think that we're going to see some more of the longevity of some of these changes that have been happening in the last few months really pan out going beyond Startup Week.
And where can people go online to keep up to date on everything happening during Startup Week?
Everyone should go to startupweekcha.com, or you can even get to there from colab.co/startupweekcha. And you can find 80 plus events, everything from pitch competitions to even, I think there's some music events to panels. A lot of what people get really excited for each year at Startup Week, you can find some of that even in this year's Startup Week.
All right, Tim, thanks so much.
Thank you, Ray.